Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's welcome in Ethan Sherwood Strauss, formerly of ESPN and The Athletic. He covered the Golden State Warriors for a while, and now you can read him on his Substack. Ethan, how you doing, man? Long time no talk.
Long time no talk. It's great to be speaking with you, man. I was so happy that you invited me on.
Absolutely. I got a kick out of, not a kick, but I was very interested in what you wrote today on Substack. And it's always a little tricky when you say you've had an injury that a pro athlete has had, but you are very familiar with turf toe and you're not crazy about where this is going.
I know. That's the obvious response is how can you even compare? And all I can do is speak to a little bit of my experience because it's the weirdest injury I've ever had in my life. I've never had an injury like this. It's not, unless when you re-injure it, it's very painful in the way a sprained ankle is painful. But the weird thing for me, and it's an umbrella term, turf toe, for that joint injury. And there are a lot of different injuries under that umbrella. So I'm just saying what it is for me, and I've done enough research to know that it's like this for other people. The crazy thing is your body will not put pressure on it, and you won't be aware of that. So you start screwing up out there. For me, it's going to the driving range. And if I take a video of myself, I can see things are going haywire because my body is refusing to plant on the ground. Meanwhile, in my brain, everything's normal. I'm fine. I just have a slight twinge in my foot. So it just feels like I'm screwing up. And I think that's one of the things I'm looking at and saying, this could be a perfect recipe for getting intercepted because for Purdy potentially, and we are speculating, we don't know everything out there about what's going on. I look at a situation where a guy can feel pretty good. He said he's not 100%, but he's close to it. You might feel pretty good, and your body as a reflex, unconsciously, is not going to put pressure, and the ball's going to be spraying and flying all over the place potentially.
Wow, Ethan, I got to ask you this because you used the money word speculating. So you've endured this injury. We've heard some other athletes talk about how cryptic it is. So the Niners kind of messed up. They'll own it. Brought him back too soon against Jacksonville. Had a bad performance. He said his toe was bothering him. I'm at the game watching Ethan, and I'm like, man, there's just no zip on that those passes. Yeah. They say, the company lied to me, Ethan, hey, it's not his toe. Brock says he feels good. But you having this injury, did you have the thought of, like, you can say all that, but that looked like a dude still dealing with turf toe?
Yes, because you can feel good, and you don't even know that your body's refusing to plant on it. That's my fear watching it. Again, we're in the area of speculation, but I'm just saying from my own experience, I've had a sprained ankle, other injuries. You're compromised out there. Your body's compensating, but you know what you're dealing with. You know it's there. Turf toe is weird because when you're healing with it, there'll be some stiffness. It's not like you're hopping on one foot going, oh my, it's so painful. But your body is not going to, in many instances, plant on it and everything will get screwed up because, look, I'm not a quarterback, but I've read enough and I've watched what these guys say. Aaron Rodgers had a great explanation that you can go online where he's talking to Jason Garrett about it, about how a lot of that force, that power in the throw, is generated from ground forces, ground on up, from your feet on up. We talk about big arm. Josh Allen's got a big arm. It's almost a fallacy. It's not just that you've got some sort of crazy strength in your arm. It's your body, the ability to whip like they do in pitching, turning the body, the core, and that starts from the ground on up. And it's a reason, as in the latest Sports Illustrated article where they're talking about Burrow and they're talking about Purdy, it's a problem for a quarterback. We might think of it as kind of funny or extra. It's your toe, not a big deal. That's what triggers everything else. So that will take your zip. That will take the power. And I think, look, we're speculating, but that's what we saw Monday night.
Yeah.
The throws that went bad were not the short throws. They were trying to fit in a 25-yard pass into windows, and that's when it was going behind guys. And I'll say, we're always having a Purdy debate and conversation. That did not look like Brock Purdy to me.
Right.
I've seen him throw bad passes as far as the decision. We look back to that Christmas game against the Ravens, four interceptions. But that was Kyle Hamilton jumped a route. Passes got batted to the line. Hit as he threw. This was just missing guys. And I've never seen Brock Purdy just miss guys. And that's why I'd have to think you've got to factor in the injury when trying to assess what's happening.
Yeah. Ethan Sherwood Strauss joining us on 95.7 The Game. Worked for ESPN and The Athletic covering the Golden State Warriors. And now you can read him on his Substack. It's easy to find, yearly subscription, and I'm a subscriber, and I'm getting my money's worth, no doubt about it. Let me ask you about this, because somebody on the text line is saying, all right, well, how did you initially injure your toe? How long ago was it? And what's happened since the original injury till today, and how long has that been?
Well, that's the scary part, is I injured my toe 10 years ago playing soccer. I stabbed at the ground trying to get the ball when it went behind me, and my toe went straight vertical into the turf. And I'm not a pro athlete, so I've never actually tried to rehab it in any sort of focused way, but I just re-injure it. I've been injuring and re-injuring it for a decade because, famously, because we always use our big toe for all these things we're not even thinking about, it is comically and by reputation very easy to re-injure. Now, these guys in pro sports, I'm sure they have access to rehab methodologies, potentially surgeries, this sort of thing. But what I can speak to is, if you're not fully healed with it, as Brock has indicated he isn't, I mean, there's a reason Joe Burrow's been out for as long as he's been out. You're just going to re-hurt it again. That's just how it goes. You're going to use your big toe. That's just what's going to happen. So that's the other concern.
Wow, Ethan, so I know all the wannabe doctors are going to come for me, but I'm going to ask you this. They got a game in Cleveland this weekend. It's supposed to rain or snow. The fact that, you know, they're not the conditions here in the Bay Monday night, does that play a factor in, you know, if he has any residue left from this injury, could that flare up or make it more difficult, the weather conditions?
So I have a bit of a counterintuitive take on that one. And it's sort of, it's a lot of bad news, but maybe there's a silver lining. Because everyone's talking about, oh, if he has this injury and he's off, they're going to Cleveland, it's going to be snow, terrible conditions, all bad, all bad. I think there might be an upside to how they're going to be avoiding planting your foot in the ground and whipping a 25-yard pass. That's not going to be as much in the playbook. Because he looked fine on the screen passes, check down, stuff in the flats. I think that's going to be a lot of what they're attempting, and I think that that's the sort of thing he can pull off, and it's going to be a sloppy game. It's going to be an ugly game, but I look at that one and I go, yeah, those are bad conditions, but the upside is that the bad conditions are going to make you avoid some of the sorts of throws that might be compromised. So maybe that's a positive as you look at a game headed into a bye week, potentially.
Ethan Strauss joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can read his work on Substack. He covered the Warriors for The Athletic and ESPN. And let's jump to the Warriors, Ethan. They're 10-9. They're about 25% through the season. Just anything surprised you early, or is it going like you thought? And what do you think this team's got in them, best case scenario this year?
Man, it's just the forever Kuminga situation, isn't it? The thing that surprised me was Kuminga looking good and fitting at the very beginning. That's what surprised me. And that was this ray of sunshine and ray of hope. And then next thing you know, he doesn't fit. They start losing. Same old story. And now you've got this awkward injury. I think they're the same team as last year. I do. And I have liked what I've seen from Will Richard, but I don't know if they've got some sort of dynamic young guy to really carry the torch forward. And so they're not a bad team, but at the same time, you would have wanted one of these draft picks to really pop. And some of them are useful, but they're not dynamic. I wish Pajemski was as good as he thinks he is I guess what I'm saying.
No, I get you, Ethan. I got to ask you about Jimmy, because Jimmy Butler, 36 years old. I saw it happen right before our eyes. He saved the season last year, and they turned it around. But, Ethan, I'm not criticizing Jimmy, but the more I watch him, I'm seeing the lateral movement maybe not as there like it was in the past. And I'm like, am I putting too many expectations on him to be what he was at 26? What are you seeing from Jimmy just athletically?
Well, I'm seeing what you're seeing, and my hope is you just get to the playoffs. Get to the playoffs. I thought that before he got hurt on that freak play, man, was he dynamic in that Rocket series. And that's what it's all about for them. They've got to pace themselves like they're one of the older Spurs teams of 10 years ago. And the good thing about the NBA, it's sort of bad news, good news, is they've watered down the playoffs so much that you don't have to be amazing to just get in the play-in. And so maybe they can take that risk. Maybe they can afford to take that risk and rest aggressively. But, yeah, I do think at a certain point they do have to trade Kuminga. That is how I feel about it. I'm prepared to have egg on my face because he could be a guy who flourishes as a superstar if he gets the touches that he thinks he deserves. But I've seen enough, man. We're at nearly a half decade of this. Wow. It just doesn't fit, and he's still somebody who's intriguing to a number of teams. And unless you think that he's going to be your superstar after this is over with Steph and the others, I just don't see what you're doing with this. You're not really optimizing the situation. So I think that's the decision hanging over him. And some teams don't make the decision they need to make. If we talk about a decade ago or so, I felt that way about the Blazers. Everybody knew they needed to break up McCollum and Lillard to get serious. Everybody knew that, and they just couldn't do it. They couldn't do it in time to do it, I should say. And I think that's with Kuminga, that's the situation before them. It's what they probably have to do, but it's hard to have the stomach to do it.
Yeah. Ethan Strauss joining us on 95.7 The Game, formerly covered the Warriors for The Athletic and ESPN. Let me ask you about Steve Kerr. He's not under contract next year, and I think it's purposeful from both sides. But if I gave you three choices, this is Steve Kerr's last year, next year will be his last year, or he'll actually coach after that, what would you, with the Warriors, what would you say?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I don't know, but it does feel like it's coming to an end. It doesn't feel like a Popovich situation, and that's what I would say about it. It doesn't feel like that, but speaking of Popovich situation, if the Spurs hadn't just hired a young coach, then I would have thought maybe that would be the off-ramp for Steve. But I'm not talking to Steve about these things. I probably haven't talked with him in a few months, and I feel like I don't have a good sense of where he's at, like maybe some of the beat writers would have. So I don't want to speak out of turn and say that, you know, something's going to happen when it isn't. But it's always been my sense that there's a due date on this or an expiration date on this, and it's not going to be – he's not going to be here for decades. That's what I would think.
Ethan, I was disappointed last year in two guys. It's not their fault. Moody and Pods, and they both had injuries in the Rocket series and then the Minnesota series. I thought they were MIA, but they're the youngsters. But, man, the point of attack defense, I keep telling Steinie, the lack of size, teams pounding us inside. We go out and get a 40-year-old and Al Horford. I'll say all that to say, what? And Will Richards been a find, but how would you assess the job Mike D's done? Because I'm looking at this roster, and there are nights and days, Ethan, where I get concerned like, hey, somebody put this together, and he's the maestro.
You know, I'm more pro Mike D, and – I almost wish that he had been the guy when they had really high draft picks because, yeah, we can criticize how those players are doing, but it's not like they're picking high up in the lottery. And I think he's found some good finds. It's just in the NBA, it's not like the NFL. You're not going to find your superstars really late in the draft. That just doesn't tend to happen unless it's a Nikola Jokic situation where nobody could have seen it. It just doesn't tend to happen. So I think that Dunleavy has done a good job with the options at his disposal, and I'd include the Butler trade in that. So I'm pro Dunleavy. I just think it's a hard situation, and there's a reason Bob Myers left, right? I mean, there's a reason he got out of here. So that's the situation. He's not managing the situation that Myers had early on. He's managing the aftermath of it while trying to keep it going. So I would be pretty supportive of the moves. I just think it's hard. It's not easy to make this thing work, given how constrained they are salary-wise and the ages of the principal players.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Ethan, thank you so much
for
joining us. And by the way, my girls always want to remind me that your wife was a great teacher for them at North Oakland
right
Community.
Right next to me right here. Matt Steinmetz says that his daughter talks about what a great teacher you are.
That's awesome. No, that's the truth. So I hope you guys are doing well. Have a great Thanksgiving,
awesome.
And thanks for catching up, Ethan.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Oh, that was dope.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.